Craft program with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, Roy Bargy, Ramona, Jack Fulton, Peggy Healy, Robert Lawrence, the Rondeliers Quartet, and our guest artist, the Pickens Sisters. And here's Paul Whiteman himself.
Good evening, everybody. I want to make one New Year's wish. If in 1934 I ever catch a cold or feel indisposed, and you know that can happen to anybody, well, if I ever have to call a doctor, I hope that he brings along as master of ceremonies none other than Dean Taylor. And here he is.
Thank you, Paul.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We're beginning the new year with an excerpt from the score of Irving Berlin's review, A Thousand's Cheer. It is a number based on the famous Cuban dance, the rumba, and expounds the comforting thought that however many times Cuba may change her political mind, the rumba continues business as usual during alteration. The piece is called Revolt in Cuba and is in two sections. The first, as you will very shortly guess, is the revolt, and the second is the rumba, both played for the first time on the air by Paul Whiteman and his revolting orchestra.
Thank you.
now, for a moment, we're going to glance over our shoulders and play you a medley of the song hits of 1933. There are four of them. And inasmuch as any one person's judgment would be open to argument, Mr. Whiteman, in selecting them, has gone on the assumption that what the largest number of people are willing to buy is presumably what the largest number of people want. Accordingly, he is now going to play you the four songs that sold the largest number of copies during the year just passed. We shall hear the list backwards, beginning with the song that stood fourth in sales during 1933. Inasmuch as one of my New Year's resolutions was never to refer to this song by name, even in jest, I am compelled to announce it simply as selection number one, Anonymous. Instrumental piece that was the year's third bestseller, The Shadow Waltz, played by the orchestra. had its official opening in New York only this week. In the meantime, however, one song from this production has become almost a classic, and we're going to play it now. The number one bestseller of all of last year's songs, The Last Roundup by Billy Hill, played by the Whiteman Orchestra and sung by Bob Lawrence.
I'm heading for the last roundup. The saddler will take for the last time and ride. So long, old friend, it's time your tears were dry. Heading for the last roundup. Get along, little doggy, get along, get along, get along, little doggy, get along. Get along, little doggy, get along, get along, get along, little doggy, get along. I'm a heading for the last roundup. With a faraway ranch of the boss in the sky. Where the strays are counted and branded, where the
planning to serve appetizers or sandwiches, buy the famous assortment of Kraft cheese spreads. Kraft cheese spreads, with the exception of Kraft creamed Old English, are made with the famous Philadelphia brand cream cheese. All Kraft cheese spreads come now in the smart new swanky swig glasses, glasses you may use for any beverage after the cheese spread has been consumed.
How many Kraft spreads are there?
Well, there are five Kraft cheese spreads. Kraft pimento cream spread, Kraft K, Kraft creamed Old English, Kraft Roquefort cream spread, and Kraft pineapple cream spread.
That is a list to choose from. What is the pimento spread like?
It's great. Listen. Philadelphia brand cream cheese blended with the real Spanish pimientos.
A marvelous combination, isn't it?
And Kraft K, Philadelphia brand cream cheese and relish, spices, and pickles all mixed smoothly together.
Deliciously, too. I know, because it's a favorite of mine.
And, of course, you remember Kraft creamed Old English, the famous Old English, all ready for you to serve.
Old English is one of my husband's favorites. You haven't more to offer me, have you?
Certainly I have. Kraft Roquefort cream spread, genuine imported Roquefort, and Philadelphia brand cream cheese. Say, that's a real treat.
with bread or crackers, or as a filler in celery. Mmm.
And Kraft Pineapple Cream Spread. Philadelphia brand cream cheese and real Hawaiian pineapple, deliciously proportioned, ready for you to use.
Look at the selection you've offered me. How can I choose?
Well, why not choose one of each? They're all delicious. And then if you find a favorite, stick to it. But don't forget this. All Kraft spreads come in the new swanky swig glasses, which can be used over and over again as drinking glasses, suitable for any beverage after the cheese spread has been used.
Where can I get these delicious Kraft spreads?
At your grocer's, your food shop. Just ask for the Kraft cheese spreads in the new swanky swig glass, and you'll get a fine, delicious cheese food ready for instant use.
That was a special Whiteman arrangement of 2/4 and 3/4 time, played in the genuine, guaranteed 98-proof Viennese waltz tempo. Last week, we had the famous Pickens sisters as guest artists on this program, and those of you who heard it will remember that I introduced them in the most glowing terms. In fact, I carried on so that I was afraid they might think I'd praised them almost too extravagantly, and was consequently very much relieved after the broadcast to learn that they thought nothing of the sort. Even so, I believe that it's dangerous to praise performers too highly beforehand. It makes the audience suspicious. So now that they're paying us a return visit tonight, rather than run the risk of saying too much, I will merely suggest that after you have heard the Pickens sisters in Good Morning Glory, possibly you will agree with me that someday they may amount to something.
This is the Sandman. I reckon I must say goodbye. For dawn is here, and the sun is up in the sky. Come on, folks, stop your stretching. Here comes Mammy, and she's fetching ham, eggs, and rolls for a lot of little hungry souls. So the Sandman must say goodbye.
What time is it, Mother?
It's 6 a.m. The night is breaking up, 7 a.m. The town is waking up, baby sister starts to yell.
And John's brushing powder off his lapel.
Now everybody's thought is cruising up. Everyone is orange juicing up. All the world is gay. Out of a dream into a day. Good morning, glory. Say that stop the yawning. A brand new day is dawning. Pull up the shade, let the sun come through. Oh, good morning, glory. Stand about an hour underneath the shower and keep on singing as the birdies do. Ho hum, while you're waiting for your toast, call the one you love the most. Pick up the phone and start and say it. Oh, good morning, glory. Were you dreaming of me? And do you still love me? Well, baby, here's a kiss for you. Keep on singing as the babies do. You gotta get up, you gotta get up and pull up the shade and let the sun come through. Oh hum, oh hum. Good morning. Stop that yawning. A brand new day is here. Pick up the phone and start in saying, good morning, glory. Tell me, were you dreaming of me? And do you still love me? Well, baby, baby, well, baby, here's a kiss for you.
And now the orchestra is going to play a new song called Beautiful Girl. And Bob Lawrence is going to sing some of it. Now, at first glance, there doesn't seem to be anything particularly unusual about that statement. After all, the fact that the orchestra is going to play is no stunning surprise. And the title of the song, Beautiful Girl, indicating that it is supposed to be sung to a girl who is supposed to be beautiful, while pleasant, is not exactly revolutionary. And the fact that Bob Lawrence is going to sing, and even the fact that Bob Lawrence has a good voice, isn't likely to leave you paralyzed with astonishment. So I imagine that you're wondering right now what there is so extraordinarily novel about this number. And as a matter of fact, I haven't the slightest idea. And if you can think of anything, I wish you'd let me know.
picture, beautiful girl. You're a gorgeous mixture of all that lies under the big blue skies. My heart cries, beautiful girl. You're a dazzling eye full, beautiful girl. I could never trifle if I had you. You'd be my dream come true. There may be blondes and brunettes that are hard to resist. You surpass them like a queen. You've got those lips that were meant to be kissed, and you're of a sweet 16. Oh, beautiful girl, what a gorgeous creature, beautiful girl. Let me call the preacher, what can I do? I'll give my heart to you, beautiful girl.
Practically no effort to make appetizers and sandwiches when you use Kraft Cheese Spreads. Kraft Cheese Spreads are a delightful combination of fine cheese with tasty spices, fruit, pimientos, and other flavors ready for instant use. Ah, but here's Mrs. Rowland in her kitchen.
How wonderful it is to make these appetizers and sandwiches this way with the Kraft Cheese Spreads. Hello, Jane. Come on in.
Hello, Mary.
I'm making the appetizers for tonight.
Yeah, that's just why I came, Mary, to help you. How about other than practice of the glasses? And look at the appetizers. They're almost all finished.
Certainly, they're all made. I found something I never had before. Kraft Cheese Spreads. In all sorts of variety. I bought them today. And look.
I'm going to have one. Mmm, they're good. I can't wait for your party tonight. May I have another one?
Sure.
Oh, it's Kraft Pineapple Cream Spread. Oh, it's delicious.
Careful of your guest, Mrs. Rowland, or you may have to make some more. You know, a fine mixture of Philadelphia brand cream cheese and real Hawaiian pineapple makes Kraft's pineapple cream spread a rare delicacy. If I were you, Mrs. Rowland, I'd prepare several extra ones for tonight. They'll go fast, and you can count on that. Everyone likes Kraft cheese spreads. When you use them for appetizers, sandwiches, or salads, you can be sure all your guests will appreciate your wise selection of fine food. To be the perfect hostess, just call your grocer or food shop and ask for the complete assortment of Kraft cheese spreads. Or if you already have a favorite, ask for it.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Paul Whiteman who welcomes you back to the Kraft program. This is really the master of ceremonies job. But our master of ceremonies is busy at the moment getting ready for his act. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the announcement you've been waiting for. James Taylor is going to play the piano. And with very little coaxing, he's consented to play one of his own compositions to show us that he can do something else besides be a master of ceremonies. And so we have the pleasure of presenting for the first time on the air a concert arrangement of the beautiful waltzes from Diem's opera, Peter Ibbetson, which opened the Metropolitan Opera season last week. The waltzes have been arranged for orchestra and three pianos, which would be played by Roy Bargy, Ramona, and last, and he says least, Diem's Taylor. Thank you, Deans. It was a pleasure to introduce your waltzes from Peter Ibbetson and have you play them with us. It was nice of you to practice your part.
Oh, Paul, that was a mere nothing. As a matter of fact, I ought to say, in justice to Roy Bargy and Ramona, that all those showy piano passages were played by them. My own part was confined largely to the bass notes, many of which were correct. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we're to hear another of Mr. Whiteman's selected song hits of 1933, which, while it was not one of the four best sellers, nevertheless managed to sell a sufficiently large number of copies to annoy us on many occasions during the past year. I refer to Annie Doesn't Live Here Anymore, presented in its least annoying form by Paul Whiteman's orchestra and Ramona. For several months, the Whiteman Orchestra has been playing at the Paradise Restaurant here in New York. And now tonight, directly after this broadcast, Mr. Whiteman and his band of what he laughingly calls entertainers move over to the casino of the Hotel Biltmore, where they begin a solid year's engagement. And so, having at last managed to work that piece of news into this program, I feel that I am violating no confidence in revealing the additional fact that the Whiteman Orchestra is about to play Oh Me, Oh My, Oh You by Vincent Newman. Members of the present generation frequently ask me, Grandpa, why was the old-time saloon so much worse than the modern speakeasy, and why do you keep insisting that it must never come back? Well, now, what made the old-fashioned saloon such a thing of horror was not the strong drink that it dispensed, but the old-fashioned barroom quartet. Many of us will not soon forget the sounds that used to poison the air when three baritones, all complete strangers, would get together with one who claimed to be a tenor in an effort to render sweet Adoline. Not that these men were inherently vicious. They were only misguided. They honestly believed that they were singing. In fact, if you are curious to know not what the old barroom quartet actually sounded like, but what it thought it sounded like, you have only to listen to our next number when the mighty organ plays as sung by Jack Fulton and the Rondoliers Quartet.
When the mighty organ plays the song of songs for me, then through my tears of face appears my dearest memories. When the mighty organ plays the song of songs for me, then through my tears a face appears, my dearest memory. Seems to say we'll meet again when the mighty organ plays the song of songs for me.
When you are confronted with the problem of what shall I serve, just think of Kraft cheese spreads and their many delicious appetizing tastes. Kraft cheese spreads stimulate appetites. They are wholesome, delicious mixtures of the very best in foods. Philadelphia brand cream cheese flavored with Spanish pimiento, spices, pickles, real Hawaiian pineapple, and other appetizing tastes equally as good. Serve Kraft cheese spreads. Ask your grocer for them tomorrow. Ask for the Kraft Pineapple Cream Spread, the Kraft K, Kraft Creamed Old English, Kraft Roquefort. Try them all. Kraft Cheese Spreads come in the new, smart, swanky swig glasses, glasses that may be used for any beverage when the delicious, health-giving Kraft Cheese Spreads have been used.
The great Russian composer Sergei Rachmaninoff has to his credit, among other compositions, three operas, a cello sonata, three piano concertos, a tone poem, three symphonies, and nearly 100 songs. And yet I imagine that the average person still knows him simply as the man who wrote the prelude. His prelude for piano in C-sharp minor has probably taken more punishment at the hands of professional and amateur musicians than any piano piece since Chopstick. I've heard Mr. Rachmaninoff in private conversation express the greatest abhorrence of this work, his general attitude being that no man should be hounded for the rest of his life merely because he committed one false step in his youth. Now, I don't share the composer's bitterness regarding this piece. I don't think he's ever heard it properly done. So tonight, we're giving him a chance. The prelude in C-sharp minor is about to be played by the Whiteman Orchestra with special additional vocal trimmings by the Rondeliers and the Pickens Sisters. And if Mr. Rachmaninoff is listening in, one of two things will probably happen. Either he will be found floating in the river tomorrow, or we shall have to admit that Rachmaninoff can take it.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, brought to you each week by the makers of Kraft Phoenix Cheese. We cordially invite you to be with us again next Thursday evening for another hour of entertainment from Paul Whiteman and his orchestra and the brilliant Whiteman Ensemble, Dean Taylor as Master of Ceremonies. Same station, same hour. Don't forget, next Thursday night. This is Howard Claney saying good night.
National Broadcasting Company.